Man, this is lifestyles of the poor and unfucking fortunate. But I tell you what, bitch, we got views.
What's going on, everybody? Chad Arms, Chad Arms TV. Chatty Bobcast, episode 3. Up close and personal, man. We kept having issue after issue with keeping the phone secured on the dash. And I don't know if you can hear it or not, but Mother Nature is peeing. I mean, it's golden showers. Chatty Bobcast episode 2.0, and it has been gunthing the golden showers here in Tennessee when this is being filmed. I'm trying not to date these when I'm talking in them, because they're being filmed ahead, like weeks ahead. So it's just the best way to do it for me, to stay ahead of the curve. So we're gonna try not to deal with as much timestamp type stuff, as we can. But I can't promise that won't be a thing. But that just shows the due diligence that I'm showing. I don't even know what that meant. Due diligence. I think I've already got a Chatty Bobcast episode called Due Diligence. If you scroll back into the audio files of Chatty Bobcast 1.0. But yeah, we're just like we're normally doing. We're going to shoot podcast, man. Podcast material. Me and Squizzles. Where I got some shit to say. And on the way to do, I got some shit to say. We're filming Chatty Bobcast content, so we're trying to give y'all as much content as we can. I'm working on bringing y'all more interviews with artists. Again, it's just one of those things where it's like, it's kind of hard to wrestle down a lot of these interviews just because everybody's busy, you know what I mean? So we'll get some when we can get some, baby. R.I.P. Biggie Smalls. Shout out to... watch this. Oh. Tasty Cakes. I don't know if you can't focus on that because it's focusing on me, but those are the powder donuts, but they're chocolate donuts with white powder on the outside. The little, you know what I'm saying? That little, the biracial donuts, love them. Black, white, we're all the same. You know what I mean? We're all the same color on the inside. Is that what they say? No, what did Worm say? I don't care what color you is, black, white, brown, yellow, green. We all black when the lights go out. R.I.P. Wizzle. Classic Worm. But no, I love those donuts. And they're healthy. They're good for, they're really good. And I want to give a shout out to Tasty Cakes. Now look, a lot of people say, well, donuts are donuts, Chad. Nah, I can't say that. Now Lil Debbie's got their own little version of this, and it's, I think they're called Panda Donuts or something. I don't know what they're called. Panda. I got holes in Atlanta. Remember that? No? Okay. But yeah, people, Tasty Cakes are fire. The Tasty Cake donuts are legit. So are the Little Debbie ones. I mean, they're fucking donuts, Chad. Stop acting like you can tell the difference. Like you're some donut connoisseur. You're not, motherfucker. Just shut up and... Oh, I'm wondering what the traffic situation is going to be like on the interstate. Because right now, as I'm driving, it is a weekday. And it is 1 o'clock p.m. Central time. I'm just curious as to how these interstates are going to be with your boy going on the interstate in the pouring down rain. It's going to be fun, to say the least. I can assure you that there will not be any dull moments. Oh, Lord. So, we're going to find out, I guess. But, yeah, it's supposed to rain all day today, like flooding type situations. Then it's supposed to drop. The temperature is supposed to drop to where it's going to be ice. So, that's always fun. Whenever you can get, like, 6 inches of rain and then freezing temperatures the following day. And I think the groundhog a while ago showed his head or did whatever you're supposed to do when it says you got 6 more weeks of winter. Who, first of all, who the fuck came up with that? Who thought in their brain back years ago when they said if the groundhog comes out and he sees his shadow, then this will happen. But if he doesn't see his shadow, then this won't happen or will happen. I don't remember which is which. I think if he sees his shadow, then there's 6 weeks of winter. I could be completely wrong about that. Either way, who gives a frog's fat ass? You know what I mean? Groundhog Day. That's what we're calling this episode, Groundhog Day. Or Groundhog's Day. Whatever the damn term is, I'll make sure it's correct. Solid movie with Bill Murray. But as far as the actual day itself, you know, I can't even lie to you. Over these past 2 years, since March of 2020, we're coming up on 2 years from that, guys. And to tell you that that 2 years went by fast is an understatement. There's a guy working on the electrical lines in the pouring down rain. How is that safe? Oh my God, that's terrifying. But yeah. What I was going to say is, shout out to Taco Bell, getting closer and closer to being done, baby. I will not go to that Taco Bell for the first month that it's there. It's going to be lined out to the road just to get a daggum chicken quesadilla. But let's get back to it, Chad. What were we talking about? Groundhog Day. Since March of 2020, when Roan decided to show up and America decided to turn apeshit and forget how to think, it has felt like Groundhog's Day for 2 years. I don't know what it is, especially them first year. 2020 doesn't even seem like it existed. It really doesn't. Well, I hit the stop button because there was a police, and you know how that goes, man. I just don't want them to give any reason to get behind me and pull me over because I'm filming, hands-free filming. But yeah, man, it's been a crazy year. 2 years. But like I was saying, 2020 doesn't even feel like it's real. Like it really happened. All I remember, and I've spoken about this on previous videos, I think, but I remember January of 2020 finding out about Kobe Bryant passing away and being in complete shock. And then Kobe passed away, and then I remember that whole month of February, it was basically the NBA was doing dedication to Kobe Bryant and stuff like that. And then I remember getting an alert on my phone from ESPN. You know, the ESPN sound hit on my phone. Da-na-na, da-na-na. And then it said, because I started hearing about this virus thing. I'm not going to say the actual words because that's trigger words for YouTube. But this whole deal happening. Well, everybody, just like me, everybody thought, well, it ain't going to come over here and be a deal. When's that ever been a thing? And then I remember it starting to kind of be a little bit of something, and then I remember hearing about the NBA, Rudy Gobert, testing positive for it. It was a player for the Utah Jazz, and that the NBA canceled their season. Now, please turn, Volkswagen van. I didn't even know Volkswagen made vans, but for God's sakes. But I just remember that happening, and I was like, what? What is happening? And that's when everything started to fucking... That's when everything started happening, bro. That's when you started getting all the damn lockdowns. You know, that's when I worked for Best Buy. And, you know, they kept us home for 30 days. Paid us. Kept us home for 30 days. Brought us back after 30 days. And for 2, maybe 3 months... We weren't allowed to have anybody in the store. It was only store pickup. Curbside. And ever since then, man, ever since the shutdown happened in 2020, it's just felt like Groundhog's Day, dude. It really has. You know, even though now, at least where I live at, things are normal in the sense of in Tennessee, I can go in any place, establishment, whatever. I don't have to wear a mask. I don't have to show a vaccination card. I don't have to do any of that stuff. But in some of these other places, it's becoming ridiculous as to the lengths that people are going to with this stuff. And that's all I'm going to say about it, because I don't want to get into this big rant about that, because you know that always ends up. But yeah, it's definitely felt like 2020 literally felt like an entire Groundhog's year. I mean, it was just like the same thing over and over every day. Just kind of going through the motions. I say it all the time. It felt like in March of 2020, the universe slipped into an alternate dimension. And that's kind of where we've been since. But with that being said, hey, I fucking love you. I love you no matter what dimension we're in. So put that feather in your cap. Tongue kiss a shithole. You know what? I need tinted windows in this car. Because I don't like... That old lady looked at me. She's got butterfly stickers on her vehicle. And she's got 11 stickers on the back of her Ford Escape. What are you staring at me for? I'm talking to myself over here, okay? Big whoop. Want to fight about it? Gotta get it in there, baby. Glad y'all are enjoying the Chatty Bobcast. I'm having a blast doing them. Hopefully the quality of this one's okay. I know that when it's done, when it's suspended, you know, on this deal here, it vibrates a lot on my end. I just hope that it's not showing that on y'all's end, because otherwise it's going to look pretty rough on the playback. So hopefully that's not the case, but it could very well be the case, and I'll have to figure something else out for the next episode. But either way, oh, these interstates are going to be fun, baby. Fun, baby, fun, baby. Every fun, baby. Shout out to Into the AM, man. Everybody asks about these shirts that I always rock. IntoTheAM.com. Fire-ass designs. The softest t-shirts I've ever worn. I've got probably 30 of these. And there for a while, they used to sponsor me on my old movie channel, on the Chatty Bobby 1130 channel. They used to sponsor me and send me shirts. Now I just, that sponsorship ran out when I stopped posting on that channel. And now I just buy the shirts. They're like really good deals. I think you get like 3 for $60. But they're super soft. They don't draw up or shrink or anything when you wash them. And they're soft t-shirts, damn it. They got really cool designs. I like bright colors. You know, so that was a nice plug for a company that doesn't sponsor me. But hey, I love you anyway. We about to get on the interstate and test the water, son. Oh, baby. I can't wait, dude. I can't wait to see what's in store. It's not showing that there's any traffic. Now, that don't mean jack fuck, okay? I fucking love y'all, though. I know that. Let's try that. The rain has started to subside a little bit. Shout out to subsiding. I think I used that the right time. And if I didn't, who gives a fuck? Nobody's checking my paper. Nobody's giving me red marks, okay? I say what I want, dude. That's a nice dip in the road there. I put my hand up on your hip. This is what crazy people do. And what's sad is that the majority of the time, like even if I'm not filming, I'm doing this anyway without the record button being turned on. And you can say I'm crazy, but I could say you're a piece of shit. You know what I mean? You could say I'm fat. I could say you're ugly. We could go back and forth all day long. But instead of doing that, I'll just tell you I love you and move on. Please don't get on this ramp box truck. Mid-South Produce Development Distributions. I don't want to get stuck behind a fucking truck carrying pears and apricots. First of all, is it apricots or apricots? Which is it, guys? Is it apricots or apricots? Either way, horrible fruit. Worthless, no taste to it. Pears, same way. What's a pear, guys? What is it? It tastes like nothing. I love fruits. I love strawberries. I love cherries. I love grapes. I love oranges, mangoes, bananas, watermelon, and I'm not big on watermelon and like, what's that other one that's like watermelon but an orange one? Man, I just cut off a funeral procession. Watermelon. What's the orange one? Not mango. Gosh dang it, dude. I'm trying not to say GD so much. I get hit up all the time by people telling me to stop saying it. And I'm not stopping it for y'all. I'm stopping it because I need to stop it. With that being said, gosh dang it. Cantaloupe. Fuck out of here. Not a fan of cantaloupe. But I love fruit, though. It's just I'm not a big fan of watermelon and cantaloupe. But pears can fuck off. Can we agree on that? Cinnamon. Did I just say cinnamon? Sentiment. Pears can fuck off. They don't taste like anything. Peaches, love peaches. Peaches are my favorite. Moving to the country. Gonna eat me a lot of peaches. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Pears, horrible. They have no taste. People try to, and there's going to be somebody in the comments that thinks that they're good. And we know that you're lying. So, I love you, but don't lie to us. Catch me outside, how about that? You know what I mean? Oh, bring on the potholes, baby. Got that Michael J. Fox effect on the phone, baby. Sorry if it's doing that. But, I think it's apricots. But people are, it may be apricots. Either way, who cares, Chad? You've talked 5 minutes on fruit. I wish I liked vegetables as much as I like fruit, because I can eat pretty much any fruit. I don't like cantaloupe and watermelon, but I can eat it. Kiwi's good. But man, I'm so horrible about not eating enough vegetables. I hate salads. Like lettuce, cabbage, tomatoes, onions, fuck off, all of it. Olives, horrible. Pickles, cucumbers, the whole pickle family. I despise pickles, everybody knows that. Pickles, cucumbers, relish, olives, all of it can fuck off. Hate them all. I wish that I didn't. I've tried and tried multiple times to not be that way, but it just always ends up being that way. So, big whoop. I mean, what do you want me to do? Okay, easy windshield wipers. Jesus Christ. Fucking looks like a hyena or something. Or a squirrel crossing the road. We all know that squirrels are the most indecisive animals. You see them out on the road, man. There's always that plot twist. When you see one in the road and you're bearing down on it and you can't stop, all you do is pray to the heavens that they get out of the way. Because there's that whole back and forth where they're like, what do I do? Are they playing chicken? What are they doing? And they, 9 times out of 10, they escape. But there's been a few in my day where they didn't. And it wasn't my fault. And RIP to them. But they died a horrible death. Pothole number 17 already. That's the thing, man. There's no safe lane. There's not a safe lane. It's just how far do you want it up your butt? It's just the way it is. It just depends on that's the lane that you're in. You want to take it all the way to the stomach? Or you want to just ease? I mean, how you want it? Jesus. But I love the shit out of y'all, man. I don't know if it's definitely one of those days where you can tell there is not going to be the first inkling of sunlight. Not the first inkling. Not a smidge of sunlight. Not a dollop. Not a anything. This rain is just what it is. And you can sit here and bitch about it, Chad Arms, or you can just take it on the chin and shut the fuck up. How about that's what you do? You be a grown man and shut the fuck up. I love the shit out of y'all. Hopefully we can get some work done down here at Squizzles. We always do, just to kind of keep the podcast moving for you. Because we pretty much got February booked, man, guest-wise. No, we don't have guests every episode. I don't think we're going to have one on this one. February and March, we pretty much got booked, though. So that's always good, knowing that you're staying ahead of the game a little bit in that sense. Staying ahead of the game. We're working on the new music, man. We're still continuing to work on the album. Like I said, we're just recording. We're stockpiling songs, and then we'll just kind of pick through them. And the best 10 to 14 is what we'll use for the album. We'll release singles leading up to that with visuals and all that stuff for you. But the album's on the way. It's on the way, on the way. Money calling, I'm on the way. Family calling, I'm on the way. Life's short, ain't no time today. Fuck tomorrow, I'ma grind today. I'm way too real, man, to hell with the fakers. Canon printers, I do well with the paper. Shout out to Chatty Bobby, Leroy Biggs, man. Bad Habits Volume 1. Charted number 6, baby. Ooh. Still streaming well. Shout out to my dog, Leroy Biz. Biz. Leroy Biz. I just forget how to say English. English language. The human torch was denied a bank loan. I do that every time before I start recording my videos. I do the Ron Burgundy vocal warm-up, the vocality warm-up. Unique New York. Unique New York. But yeah, man. I can't stand the rain. It's my window out, and I'll have it away. I don't know nothing about that Missy Elliott when she wore a trash bag in the video. Probably because none of y'all were born. I forget. And you come to that realization like you do with your parents. Back when your parents would tell you, oh, y'all don't know about that real music. You know, back when Lynyrd Skynyrd were debuting their music and they were going to see them live, you know, in the original band. Like in my parents' stand, that's what they would say to me when I was a kid, younger. I'd be like, oh, that's cool, but I'm just worried about Nelly and Bone Thugs and Harmony and Three Six Mafia. Well, now it's like me saying the Nelly country grammar thing to somebody that's my nephew's age, who's 16 years old, 18 and 16, 19 and 16. They weren't born when Nelly came out. Nelly Country Grammar debuted in like 2000. Oh, I'm going down, down, baby. Your street in a Range Rover, street sweeper, baby. Man, it'll let it go. Jimmy, Jimmy, Coco Bob, listen to me now. Light it up and take a bub, listen to me now. Ooh. Like, to me, that's just part of my life, my history. But that's like somebody, when I was a kid, talking about AC/DC's new album. Isn't that crazy to think about? Nelly Country Grammar is 22 years old, dude. That makes me cry inside. It really does, man. But what are you going to do, Chad? Nothing. That's time. That's what we call father time. Catching up to you. Hence the gray in your beard. But by God. By God. Does anybody else know about Iswani? Iswani. That I swear, I used to hear that all the time growing up, and nobody else knows about it. Am I tripping? I should not be saying tripping. I'm too old to be saying I'm tripping. I don't even think people still say that. I don't think that's even a thing. Everything now is on God, no cap, say less. We talked about that before. That's what the vocab is. I just can't do that. I can't say less and no cap and on God. I can't do that. I'll say swear to God. Swear to God I'm on. Swear to God I'm on. Swear to God. Swear to God. Lake Stop Dollar Whistle. R.I.P. Word. Here comes the rain again. She's my kind of rain. Tim McGraw. Gangsta. That goes back to Nelly. Nelly and Tim McGraw, man. One of the first country rap collabos ever. And it's all in my head. I'll think about it over and over again. And it hurts so bad. It's crazy, man. Times just go by, don't they? Real intelligent statement, Chad. Times go by. My favorite Tupac song of all time. Time goes by, puffing on lie, hoping that it gets me high. Got him going crazy. That's on that Machiavelli album. What y'all know about that? Nothing. Tupac was dead supposedly dead, 3 or 4 years before y'all were born. Little 2000 babies. Giving y'all a history lesson. Groundhog's Day, baby. What are we looking at? 38, and there comes the red. You knew it was gonna happen. You knew it was gonna happen. Whoa, 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 whoa. My vocals are, that's how I'm so good at vocals. Because I have such a long period of time in the car to work on them before I get to the podcast. You know what I mean? Frequent stops, she's pulled right in front of me. God, here come. Here we go, guys. Brace yourselves. Fasten your seat belts. Keep your hands and feet inside the cart at all times. It's like a roller coaster. Dude, let's talk about roller coasters for a minute. When I was young and a lot thinner and a lot less scared of shit, like high school and even like early 20s, dude, I used to love going to the like Kings Island theme park and Six Flags and stuff like that. Believe it or not, as terrified as I am of heights and stuff like that now, I used to ride all those rides. Me and my brother rode the one that you sit in like the cylinder thing and it takes you straight up and your feet are hanging off and then it just drops you. I did that ride when I was with my brother at Kings Island. I cannot believe looking back that I did that. You wouldn't be able to pay me. You couldn't pay me $10,000 to do that, though. I just wouldn't do it. Too scared. Not to mention, all of it changed. As I got older, I just got fatter. But what made it worse was I had a scare one time. It was one of those deals where you sit in a cart, roller coaster, and it's the carts. You're sitting in them, and you have the little thing that just comes down, the bar that comes down, you pull, and then it locks into place, like right above your dick, right? Like right above your, like on your waist. Well, I was in a cart by myself because it was like the park was slow. We were able to sit one in a cart. So I was able to spread out a little bit because I'm big. And I pushed the deal and it doesn't lock. So it's just coming up. It's not locking in. So the guy's going and checking everybody and all that. And, you know, I'm starting to panic a little bit because they're getting ready to start the roller coaster and they haven't locked my bar in yet. So I scream at the top of my lungs. Oh my God, oh my God, it's not locked. Come lock me in. Come on. I freak out like a little bitch, right? So everybody's like laughing and shit. He comes over and has to put his foot on the bar and continue to push it down till it finally locks into place. Well, it's sitting on top of my stomach, one of my stomachs. I don't remember which one it was. But dude, not only was it the most embarrassing thing ever, the most uncomfortable thing ever. I wasn't going anywhere. The entire carts, every cart could have lost their bar and everybody would have flew out. I wasn't going anywhere. That was the last time I rode a roller coaster. That was probably 2005. And I'm bigger now than I was then. So it's just, you know, even when I lose weight, because I'll lose weight at some point, I'm working on it now. It's always a struggle. Even when I lose weight to like, hopefully where I can get down to like normal people size, which probably won't happen, but normal to me is like 275. But even then, there's no way. There's no way I would get on a roller coaster. It's just too much it's just too much for anxiety. It shoots my nerves up. Call me a bitch, call me a a wussy with a P at the front. You call me what you want. Just don't call me late for supper. You know what I mean? And it's not something I have any desire to ever do again, ever in life. So, we're stuck in traffic. Who would have thought, you know? Who would have thunk it? Today, 8 p.m. through 5 a.m., 40 East, expect lane closures. Well, it's not then, now. What?
Bah.
I speak good stuff. Me and the English language are really good friends. We're really good friends, guys. It's a real thing. Okay. Not to mention, I hate when it rains because I have to turn on my defrost. And the only way it'll defrost my windows is if it's all the way up on high heat. And I'm over here just sweating inside. Sweating to the oldies. Richard Simmons was very energetic. I think he's still alive. Probably not as energetic as he used to be, let's be honest. He's probably up there in age. He's probably in his 80s or 70s. I say that, he could probably have more energy than me still. Fuck Richard Simmons. How about that? Oh, those are fun. Oh, these are fun. Jesus. In front of an 18-wheeler, also behind one. Also, there's two more on the side of me. Oh, Lordy. Lord have mercy. The Lord taught me to be a thug. Black catfish. I had to hustle hard. Nobody showed me love. Shout out to 5'3 the Giant, Sam Bricks. Shout out to Slim Chance. Shout out to the whole gang. Get me out of here! I'm hoping that y'all are enjoying these, man. We're gonna try to continue to be as consistent with you as possible. You know, there may end up being circumstances to where you know what I mean? But we're going to try to stick to this schedule as much as we can. And if we don't, we don't. That's good. That's good, like, thinking, Chad. Just expect the content to slap kick you across the grill piece. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays for sure. We're gonna try to keep the beat jackins going. Saturday seems to be good days for those. And early morning randomness we've been throwing in there in the mix. So any way you want it, that's the way we're gonna give it to you. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. Who was that? Was that Van Halen? Van Hagar? Who gives a shit? Shout out to Tyson. The Tyson truck. I interviewed for a Tyson position probably 6 years ago before I was in between jobs, and I left Best Buy the first time. I was trying to find a different job because it just wasn't paying enough. I went and interviewed, you know, because I don't have a college degree, so I went and interviewed at like factory jobs and stuff, and I was fixing to take a job at Tyson. Third shift at Tyson. For $10 an hour, dude, in there in the freezing cold, like on an assembly line, just handling raw meat. And bro, salute to anybody that can do that, man. My hat is off to y'all. It made me sick to my stomach because smelling all that like raw meat, raw hamburger, bruh, it was, and raw hamburger, raw chicken, it was, oh my God, bro. That was 6 years ago. I did that walkthrough. Luckily, I got another, ended up getting another job when I was delivering tires for that short time. But bruh, it was awful. So my hat's off to anybody that can do that job, because that's not something for me. Granted, I would have done it if I had to, if I didn't have another job lined up just to make bread. But bruh, that was, woo-wee. Sheesh. This traffic's moving. It's moving pretty good. Really, like, flowing well. No holdups. kind of glad, though, traffic's kind of shitty right here on this part, because this is where all the potholes are. So doing 15 over them is not the same as doing 70 over them. Long nights. No, I'm tripping. Van Halen did not sing that. Journey sang that. I'm so sorry, guys. Please don't revoke my 80s pass there. So this guy's going to be a douche pimple. We're just going, that's real. Fucking tour bus. Let me over, dog. You're trying to get over. You're trying to get where I'm at and wouldn't let me over. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Eye for an eye, tit for a tat. Get it? Alrighty. Let's see. We're fixing to find out just how shitty things are getting. The next 5 mile stretch is the one that y'all remember oh so well from episode one. Woo wee, man. This shit is rough, son. I mean, I'm behind this work truck. It's got these huge scaffolds on each side of the truck. I don't even know how the truck is not tipped over. There's 4 people in the cab of it. They're just like sardines in that sun beach. That sun beach. Just get me off of, this. Please get me out of here. Long nights. Cannot believe that I said that was Van Halen that sang that. Journey sang that. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. So, don't revoke my 80s pass, please. Steve Perry's the GOAT, okay? Oh, show me how about, how about. Classic. Can't go wrong with Steve Perry, man. Cannot believe that I actually said Van Halen sang that. I'm a fucking idiot. God, this big old fat rain. Shout out to Bubba Gump, RIP. This sideways rain. All the rain Bubba Gump talked about in Forrest Gump, it's happening right now in Tennessee. Almost 30 years after that movie came out. Yeah, it's been an interesting ride. We've still got about 20 minutes or so. I don't know if I'm gonna film the whole time, but I'm just hoping it doesn't pick up this rain super loud like it sounds to me right now. It shouldn't though with my microphone. My mic should be okay. Should kind of whittle some of that out. Just shit my britches. Hopefully y'all enjoy these, man. Hopefully they're not boring and, you know, keeping you entertained somewhat. If they aren't, fucking don't listen to them, you know? Give it a dislike or whatever and just move along. I love you the same either way. I love you more if you like them. Let's just be honest. So, it's just easier if you like them. That way, I love you. I can't even see in front of me. So this is cool. Long nights, all nights. We got 5 more miles of this. Past Bell Road, we're good. It's just getting to Bell Road. That's where it's bad, bad. And it's always fun when it's pouring down rain and an 18-wheeler's in front of you slinging water on you. Hatred in my heart, baby. I love y'all, man. I really do. Glad to see that y'all are supportive of what we do over here at Chad Arms TV, Show and Prove ENT. I got some shit to say to podcast. The whole conglomerate that is Chad Arms TV, Show and Prove Entertainment. I fucking love y'all, man. Granted, some content y'all like better than other content. That's just the way it goes, man. But as long as y'all are clicking on a video and commenting or sharing or liking or whatever it is you're doing, that all that helps us out. And y'all are the reason that we continue to do this stuff. Y'all are the reason that I'm driving to Squinces in the pouring down rain to get a podcast filmed and make sure we have it for release on Friday. You know what I mean? We're not being paid to do these. We're doing these because y'all love them. We love them. So it's just all about the grind, man. The grind's paying off, and it's going to pay off ultimately. We just got to keep grinding. Just got to keep chipping away at it. So, yeah. I'm going to get off here before I don't know. It's getting pretty sketchy. I love the shit out of y'all, man. We did 35 minutes on this clip. I think another 10 or 15 on the other one. We're right there at that 45, 50 minute mark. I'll be at Squinces here soon. But y'all be sure to subscribe to the channel. Hit that bell for notifications. I love the shit out of every single one of y'all. Chad Arms, Chad Arms TV. This has been the Chatty Bobcast 2.0, episode 3. Y'all be good now. Peace. Oh my God, guys. I thought I was going to leave, but I need to tell you, the potholes have gotten so much worse. Hey. So that last outro was a cry wolf.